Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about the difference between swine, pigs, and hogs. Dear teacher, I am Ken from China. I am one loyal reader for VOA. So glad to write an email to you again. I am just confused by three words: pig, hog, and swine. I sincerely hope to know their differences. Thanks a lot. Thanks for writing to us again, Ken. This is a great question. I am not a farm animal expert, as I grew up in a small city. But a family member, my niece, Amanda, grew up on a farm with many pigs and hogs. So I asked her for some help. Let's start with swine. Swine is an older term that is mainly used in agriculture today. The term describes all animals that are pig-like, short-bodied, short-legged, thick-skinned, and that have a large snout or nose. You may see the word swine in old sayings, stories, and readings. The idiom, "Do not cast pearls before swine," means do not offer valuable things to people who will not appreciate them. In English, calling a person a swine is a big insult. In agriculture, the term is still widely used. For example, in the term swine flu. In the United States, pigs and hogs are different to farmers. A pig is the term that is most often used for all members of the family of animals, with the scientific name Suidae. Charlotte's Web is a book about the friendship between a spider and a pig named Wilbur. In farming, a pig refers to either a young swine or one that weighs less than 113 kilograms. Pigs are not often used for their meat or for breeding until they are much older or bigger. Some people in the U.S. have miniature or teacup pigs as pets because of their small size. Hogs, on the other hand, are large and weigh over 113 kilograms. Hogs are raised for their meat or for breeding. Brianne's family raises hogs on their farm. There is another kind of animal called a pig that is not really a pig. Guinea pigs are small mammals that are members of the rodent family. They are called guinea pigs because they could be bought for a guinea, a gold coin that was used in Britain more than 200 years ago. They also look a little like small pigs with short legs and small bodies. I have two guinea pigs, Nina and Niblets. Pigs are a touchy subject in a lot of cultures around the world. Jewish and Muslim people consider them religiously unclean. Comparing people to pigs or swine is a big insult in many places, while in East Asia, pigs are considered to have good qualities and are well-liked. So, like many things, there are big differences in how people see things, depending on where they are and who they are with. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Ken. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.